Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Deeper Waters podcast. I'm Andrea, joined by Brandon.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're super excited. Today's going to be a little bit different episode as we are getting ready for winter camp this weekend. So we're just going to have a little bit of a conversation. Hopefully, it'll help you kind of prepare your thoughts and minds and your hearts as we go into this weekend. There still is a opportunity to get a free drink from the cafe. This week's word is pursue. Very fitting as we go into winter camp. So stop by the cafe, first person to say pursue to whoever's working in there gets a free drink. So be sure to do that. Now today, instead of featuring a specific song, we would just encourage you guys to go and listen through the winter camp playlist. Again, we're really excited. We've listened to it a few times. Brandon, maybe not by choice, because that's what I put on.
All the way back from India.
Way back from Indianapolis, we listened to the playlist. So six times through.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. I never had a point on that car ride where I was like, man, I'm sick of these songs.
Nope, not once. I didn't even think about changing it. So do you? Do you have a favorite of the songs on the playlist that you can think of off the top of your head? I know I didn't prepare you for this question.
Am I allowed to look at the playlist really
fast?
Yeah,
okay. Absolutely. My favorite while you're looking.
It's
my
Praise.
Yeah, hands down. That's why I requested it for our game the other day. I just, like, there's something about, like, I've seen it. They played it at a conference that our kids team went to earlier this year. And, like, just the energy and the environment, like the feeling of that, I'm like, this is what heaven's gonna be like. Like this feels like a glimpse of heaven. I mean, people are dancing around, people are singing, like it is just like, again, like, and I love that it talks about like when I'm feeling it or even when I don't, like I'm gonna praise him. And we talk about that, like we've talked about that here, like with worship, that like sometimes there are times when we don't maybe feel like it, but even when we don't feel like it, like he's still deserving of our praise. And so I really enjoy that particular line as well. All right, what's your song favorite?
I think All Hail King Jesus.
So good.
Yeah, I don't have any else to really describe it. It's straight to the point.
Yep.
All hail. King Jesus. All right. Yep.
Great. Yep. Yeah. So anyways, go check it out. Be listening to it. There are some new songs. So sometimes, you know, it's nice to be familiar with them. But otherwise, if you want to walk into winter camp and just experience it, great. But again, there's a lot of really good songs. So we'd encourage you to do that. So another question that's kind of fun. Favorite all-time winter camp memory?
So mine is just from last year.
I was going to say, how many years do you have to pull from?
Just the one.
Dude, was it really your first year last year? Yeah. Wow. That's wild. All right.
Do you think I've been here longer than that?
Well, for some reason I was like, is this his first or is this his second? Like, I was thinking it was your second. Like, last year was your second, but whatever.
We were, like, having all the conversations at that point.
Okay, that may have been.
Yeah.
That may have been. All right.
All-time favorite? I think just being able to be with a student accepting Jesus as their savior on the bus was probably. I know it wasn't like at Big Sandy, but
hey, it's still
fun. The bus ride counts.
Bus ride
totally
is part
counts.
Of winter camp.
Yeah.
For sure.
So probably that.
Great.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't know.
That's so good.
Nothing else.
That's so good. Yeah. This question is hard for me.
Yeah, I know. I like put this question down because I knew it was going to be hard for me.
There's a lot of years to pull from. I was figuring it out the other day, and this will be my 15th time at an Impact winter camp.
We have kids that aren't even that old.
15. Wow, way to make me feel old. man. So that's hard. That's a lot of years. I will say as I'm thinking about my memory, I will say the evolution of t-shirts has been pretty fun to watch.
Do you feel like we're here?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely an upward trajectory. Some of those early ones on,
Do they fit the year?
I feel like they fit the year. Yeah, like, I feel like, yeah, it's just a very different aesthetic. Not trying to bash anybody's design work here, but it's just a different aesthetic. If you want to see those old t-shirts, let me know. I still have all of them in a t-shirt quilt, so it's awesome.
That's awesome.
Okay, favorite memory. I have a lot of, like, weird, funny memories. One of them being there was one year when I was in – I probably would have been middle school, maybe early high school. But one of my brother's best friends was big into Batman at the time, and he brought, like, this legit Batman suit. And he ran, like, to the middle of the lake where there was an ice house and, like, just, like, approaches the ice house and goes in and just, like, in his Batman costume, like, to these random people. So hence the no running across the middle of the lake rule was born. That's the thing about rules is that all of the rules.
Someone's done.
Like, there's a story behind the rule. So don't be the reason.
I just want to.
Don't be the story behind a rule.
I just want to imagine what their conversation was like going back home, like the fisherman.
Oh, right.
Like that's like, what
Batman? Did that happen?
Batman joined us for ice fishing.
Oh man. Otherwise, I think just like I feel like to another memory like. Obviously, 2021 was the year that we were here. Like, we had to stay here. And as, like, it definitely was not the same, but I feel like we made the best out of that situation. And I think, like, it made – there have been a lot of things over these past few years that, like, something has not quite gone right. And so that year, like, again, we were all the way back here. And then the following year, we had to come back a day early. We had to come back on Sunday night because of the snowstorm that was coming. And, like, of course, like, we were devastated. Like, everyone was sad. When I went up to, like, tell the news, like, and I was like, guys, I have sad news. First of all, people thought I was leaving. I promise I will not make that announcement at winter camp if and when that ever happens. But
everyone's already just like tired and emotional.
I know. So that was not the announcement. But when I like obviously when we made that announcement, like people were sad and disappointed and angry and all of the things, like we were all of those things too. Mm-hmm. But I think the attitude that I saw from a lot of students was like, you know, at least we got to come up to camp. Because again, like the year before, we didn't even get to come at all. And so just seeing students in all of those situations, again, being here, having to come back early from camp, like a bus breaking down and we're stuck at camp for a little bit longer. Like, you know, all of those things.
Their response to that was up there for one of my favorite memories last year. The response of...
Absolutely.
Oh, wait, I had this money that I was going to use.
Yeah, we be generous. Yeah. And so, like, all of those things, like, to see you guys as students make the best of situations, like, again, it could be miserable for everybody and just a lot of complaining and whining and moping around, but it's not. Like, of course, we feel those emotions of disappointment, like we all do, but to see you guys be like, all right, like, and take it in stride, like, is so encouraging to me. So I think that's another thing from Oh, duh. Why didn't I say this? My senior year, I got a hat trick in the third place game of broomball. We were, again, we were playing the third place team. The best part about this hat trick, though, for those of you who are not a sports or, like, hockey fan, a hat trick is when you score 3 goals in one game. I was a defensive player.
Nice.
So, you know.
From way out.
It was from, well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it was from way out.
My way team out. Really set me up well for that. So that was a good year. That was probably one of my most fond memories as a student. So. Anyway, so obviously we are super excited about winter camp, and we could probably sit and spend the whole podcast just talking about memories and what we love about it, what we've learned in the past from this. But other than just being excited, we want to help you guys prepare, again, like I said at the beginning, prepare your hearts and your minds as we walk into this weekend of, like, how do we experience it to the fullest? And so, Brandon, why don't you start by just sharing, again, what are some of the ways maybe you have experiences or you would encourage students to prepare to head into camp, besides packing your deodorant and changes of underwear, okay?
Yeah.
Please. That's all I have to say, please.
I am not scared to throw someone in a shower and then.
Nope.
Yeah. You will be clean, boys.
And girls, don't kid yourself, though. Girls, you can be just as stinky as boys. So I'm going to say it.
I can't. Everyone should shower. I can't say that.
It's fine. It's fine. You don't have to. I will. All right. How can we prepare our hearts and
minds? Pack everything. Yeah. That'd be good. Yep. But also, I was actually talking to a student about this last week. And he was just talking about how, like, man, he just feels like he's in a really good place with his relationship with the Lord. A lot of joy and just loving being with Jesus and, like, has the desire to share Jesus. And I just told him, like, hey, like, we have winter camp coming up. Like, you pursuing, like, the where Jesus is at, like, going to where he is, spending time in the Word, coming here to church and, like, really sitting with him is going to help you, is going to make winter camp so much more meaningful. Like, it won't be a time. I think these, like, winter camp, like, things like this can easily become a, oh, I'm so guilty of all of these stuff that I've done. I'm so sorry, God. And then we kind of get out of it. But if you're already in a place of, I know I'm forgiven and I'm just living in the love that he has for me, like, then it's just a time. It just becomes such a sweeter time with Jesus. It's just a more refreshing time with Jesus. Like, I feel like you'll get more rest during this weekend if you're, like, already in this groove of, yeah, I'm following Jesus, like, he is my identity and he's all that, like, at the very core of who I am, that's what I am. I'm a follower of Jesus. And when that's the case, like, this just becomes a refreshing
Don't wait and be like, oh, well, I'll get filled at winter camp, like, I believe you will, but I think it's important for us to, again, run the race every day in our lives and not just wait for these types of experiences. Because, again, like, if you're feeling this way of, like, oh, I know, like, winter camp will fill me up, like, and, like, I just feel very, like, if that's you, like, yes, like, please come. Yeah. Like, I don't want you to hear us saying, like, oh, this isn't for you or you're not doing good enough, like, that is not the case at all. But I think if that's how you're feeling coming into it of, like, I just feel like I'm down here, but I know that winter camp will bring me up. Like, chances are, if that's how you're feeling, it means you've probably experienced this cycle of, like, you know, you're at the bottom and then it's like, oh, I know winter camp is coming and that will bring me up, and then you bring it down. Like, you don't have to experience this crash. Like, yes, there are going to be ebbs and flows, but it doesn't have to be like this hard crash of coming down after. But if we continue, like, which we're hoping that through this weekend, like, you'll really able to get an idea of what that looks like to pursue him, like, on a continuous pursuit and not just a, like, oh yeah, winter camp and at a missions trip and, you know, whatever these big things are, like, this should be our daily walk with the Lord. That can really help us. And so wherever you're at, like, I think something that I often tell myself is, like, to come into things expectant without expectations.
Yeah.
Of, like, because sometimes I feel like, and if there are certain things in your life that you're like, God, I'm really hoping you'll do this, like, absolutely bring those things to the Lord. But I feel like sometimes the sweetest times that I've had are when I come in, like, God, I know you're going to do something really cool. I have no expectations on what that is going to be, but I am expectant that you're going to show up. And I think that has been a really cool thing that I've seen. So,
yeah, I was just about to get to that. Like, there is kind of what I shared, and then there's the other side of what you're talking about. And it's kind of that posture what we talk about. I feel like Daryl shares this quite a bit, but of, like, open hands.
Yeah.
Like, coming in with, it's like bringing your requests, but at the same time, like, ready to drop him at his feet, and then be ready to
receive
what he has. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, maybe you've coming into this weekend, like the past few weeks, past few months, or the past year or so, and you're just like, my life has been crappy. Mm-hmm. It's been really hard.
Yeah.
And I'm carrying all these things, and, like, then this is an opportunity to drop all that. Mm-hmm. You can drop all of that and take a turn. And take a turn, like what we're talking about, like what you said, like, pursue. And, like, take a turn of what it means to pursue Jesus every day.
Yeah.
Jesus is very clear that this isn't a once-a-week deal or once-a-year thing, but this is an everyday following of Jesus.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Absolutely. I encourage you to take that posture of just being open. Mm-hmm. To what God might be saying to you this weekend.
Yeah. So I think really practically, some of the things that you can do walking into this weekend is, like, spend time listening to the playlist.
Yeah.
Like, I think that helps prepare our hearts and our minds in a unique way almost. But I think, like, the songs that we chose were chosen intentionally. Like, we, like, do I love them and am I obsessed with it? Yes, absolutely. But it's not just like we threw some songs together that I really like or Brandon really likes or Caleb really likes. Like, these were chosen with intention, and, like, they are there to help lead us into a place of worship that pushes us to pursue God. So spend time listening to that playlist. I think, again, prayer, like Brandon was saying, like, bring those things to the Lord, lay them at his feet, and then be willing to receive what he has for you. So spend some time in prayer. Pray for your leaders. As much as we joked last week about not having caffeine, we will have caffeine for our leaders. But pray for your leaders that they would have words and conversations. Pray for yourself and your life group, those peers that you'll be with, again, for good, healthy conversations, for no drama or conflict. Because, again, like, the enemy doesn't want what's going to be happening to happen, and so he will use whatever means he can to make this divisive and make it unsuccessful in the way that God wants it to be. And so be praying for that, against the attacks of the enemy. Be praying for Joe and Caleb, mm-hmm. and the worship team as they lead us again into this place. As they are leading us, I think a lot of times people in those positions will face attack as well. And so be praying against that. Pray for safety. Pray for, if you want snow, like, if that helps, like, be in a place where you get to just enjoy and marvel at God's creation. Like, yes, bring those things before the Lord. But again, like, be willing to receive what he has for you in that weekend. So any other last pieces of kind of practical, like, this, like, do this week to set you up well for this weekend?
Yeah, I going back to prayer, like praying specifically, like you don't have to wait until winter camp to like drop those things at Jesus' feet. Like you can do that this week. And I would encourage you to do that this week before you get there, because that will make this weekend so much better if you can already be at a place of, God, I'm already all surrender. The stuff that's going on, I'm already all yours. What do you want for me this weekend?
Yeah.
And so I would encourage you in that, but also like maybe write some of those things down of like being honest with yourself of what are maybe some lies that you're believing about yourself? Where are you at mentally? Like all those things of just like write that down, journal about what's going on, and then be ready to let that all go. Yeah. And then come to winter camp, whatever God has for you.
Yeah, I love it. Well, to wrap us up, I'm going to do something a little bit different, but I'm going to pray to wrap us up just again, as we talked about, like, we want to help lead the way in this too. Like, we're not just telling you to pray, but we want to be in prayer too, and we have been in prayer for this weekend. So I'm going to wrap us up in prayer as we close today. God, thank you so much for just this opportunity to go to camp and just the fun memories and the joy that we get to experience. Lord, I thank you for meeting us there in this place. Thank you that you have gone ahead of us to camp, God, and you will be there with us, Lord. I just pray for all of the students and leaders, the speaker, the band, God, all of the people who have hands and will take some part of this, God. Lord, I just pray against any attacks of the enemy, Lord. He's not happy with what's going to happen, but God, we want to see him unhappy, because that means your kingdom is thriving, Lord. And so I just pray, Father, that you would already begin to work in the hearts of the students who are going to be coming, Lord. Would you already impress on them the things that they need to put down at your feet, God, and release to you, Lord. I just pray for safety and health as we go, for no issues with the buses, and for a foot of snow so that we can go tubing, Lord, but not on the days we're traveling. I pray this all in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're super excited to see those of you who will be joining us for winter camp. If you have questions about what we talked about today or anything else, as always, come and find us. We'd love to have a conversation with you. We love you guys. We care about you. And with all that being said, we say to you, go and be more like Jesus.
Sweet.
Cool.